USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A partisan bill aimed to lock in federal protections for abortion rights failed to pass the Senate. The Democratic abortion bill didn't hit the 60-vote threshold needed to move forward in a Senate procedural tally. The vote was 49-51 and would have made abortions legal up until the birth of a child. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday in Kankakee, Illinois, visiting a family farm amid concerns of a global supply chain shortage of food. Following the tour, the president is touting the resilience of the United States.
We're the only nation in the world, that has come out of every crisis stronger than we went in it, every single time, regardless of what it was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A draft opinion that was illegally leaked from the Supreme Court indicates the justices are considering overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide. Former Vice President Mike Pence joins Fox News and now says the protesters are the extremists.
What the American people are witnessing now is the extremism of a pro-abortion.
Although it's against federal law to protest in front of a judge's house, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she's okay with it as long as the protesters remain peaceful. Clarence Dixon of Arizona is dead after being executed for the 1978 murder of a 21-year-old college student. The U.S. Supreme Court had earlier denied a request to block his execution, with attorneys claiming his mental illness made it an Eighth Amendment violation as cruel and unusual punishment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Inflation eased slightly in April to an 8.3 annual rate, declining for the first time in 8 months as energy prices moderated. The Consumer Price Index adding that if food and energy prices are removed, the CPI jumped 6.2%. That's slightly higher than expectations. The Fed Reserve is aiming to fight inflation through interest rate hikes. Just last week, the target range for the federal funds rate was raised by 50 basis points. Major retailers Target, CVS, and Walgreens imposed baby formula purchasing limits to prevent hoarding as out-of-stock rates for the product soared to 31% nationwide. In several states, including Delaware, Montana, and Texas, the rate is over 40%. Courtney Houston is a mother of two, and she tells CNN,
"It's terrifying. It's terrifying when that's the only true source of nutrition that your baby gets, because it gets to the point where you go to a store and you almost cry."
Republican Senator Josh Hawley is introducing new copyright bills. The Missouri Republican proposing a bill on Tuesday that would limit copyright protections to 56 years, and it would apply retroactively. That means companies like Disney would immediately lose its copyright for Mickey Mouse and other characters created decades ago. Disney has not commented on the proposed legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.